Now Samson went to Gaza and saw a prostitute there and had relations with her. When it was reported to the Gazites saying Samson has come here, they surrounded the place and lay in wait for him all night at the gate of the city. And they kept silent all night, saying, let's wait until the morning light, then we will kill him. Now Samson lay asleep until midnight. And at midnight he got up and took hold of the doors of the city gate and the two doorposts and pulled them up along with the bars. Then he put them on his shoulders and carried them up to the top of the mountain, which is opposite Hebron. After this it came about that he was in love with a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. So the governors of the Philistines came up to her and said to her, entice him and see where his great strength lies and how we can overpower him, so that we may bind him to humble him. Then we will each give you 1,100 pieces of silver. So Delilah said to Samson, and then prepared for an ambush in an inner room. And she said to him, the Philistines are upon you, Samson. But he tore the tendons to pieces, just like a thread of flax is torn apart when it comes too close to fire. So his strength was not discovered.
Delilah said to Samson, behold, you have toyed with me and told me lies. Now please tell me how you may be bound. Then he said to her, if they bind me tightly with new ropes which have not been used, then I will become weak and be like any other man. So Delilah took new ropes and bound him with them and said to him, the Philistines are upon you, Samson. For the men in the ambush were waiting in the inner room, but he tore the ropes from his arms like thread. Then Delilah said to Samson, up to now you have toyed with me and told me lies. Tell me how you may be bound.
and he said to her, if you weave the seven locks of my hair with the web and fasten it with a pin, then I will be weak like any other man. So while he slept, Delilah wove the seven locks of his hair with the web, and she fastened it with a pin and said to him, the pin of the loom and the web. Then she said to him, how can you say I love you when your heart is not with me? You have toyed with me these three times and have not told me where your great strength is. And it came about, she pressed him daily with her words and urged him, that his soul was annoyed to death. So he told her all that was in his heart and said to her, a razor has never come on my head, for I have been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. If I am shaved, then my strength will leave me. I will become weak and be like any other man. When Delilah saw that he had told her all that was in his heart, she sent word and called the governors of the Philistines, saying, come up once more, for he has told. Then she began to humble him, and his strength left him. She said, the Philistines are upon you, Samson. And he awoke from his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times and shake myself. However, the hair of his head began to grow again after it was shaved off. Now the governors of the Philistines assembled to offer a great sacrifice to Dagon, their god, and to celebrate. For they said, our God has handed Samson, our enemy, over to us. When the people saw him, they praised their God. For they said, our God has handed our enemy over to us. Even the destroyer of our country, who has killed many of us. It so happened when they were in high spirits that they said, call for Samson that he may amuse us. So they called for Samson from the prison, and he entertained them. And they made him stand between the pillars. Samson said to the boy who was holding his hand,
build the pillars on which the house rests so that I may lean against them. Now the house was full of men and women, and all the governors of the Philistines were there. Just this time, oh God, that I may at once take vengeance on the Philistines for my two eyes. Then Samson grasped the two middle pillars on which the house rested and braced himself against them. The one with his right hand. The Philistines. And he pushed outwards powerfully so that the house fell on the governors and all the people who were in it. And the dead whom he killed at his death were more than those whom he killed in his lifetime. Then his brothers and all his father's household came down and took him and brought him up and buried him between Zorah and stored in the tomb of his father Menelaus.